Gloucester, North Carolina, a downeast village tucked between Harker's Island and Marshallburg, is a pretty quiet place. But each February, people from all over emerge from their winter dens and follow their noses to the community center for gumbo, deep-fried turkey, Mardi Gras beads, and live foot-stomping music. Our band, the Unknown Tongues, started the festival 16 years ago, and it has taken on a life of its own. I sat down with accordion player Brian Blake and bass player Todd Humphreys to get the scoop on the Gloucester Mardi Gras. Brian remembers the early years.
I think the first one was very low-key, a pot of gumbo, and now we're up to two 30-gallon pots, plus a 20-gallon pot of red beans. We also fry turkeys. I think the most we've fried is about 19 or 20. And anybody that has ever eaten fried turkey knows that you could fry 200 and they disappear.
We met Todd, our bass player, after he wandered into one of the first Gloucester Mardi Gras. He has been under the Cajun spell ever since.
You know, that first Mardi Gras just caught my ear. This was a very strange, weird, different music. It was different than anything I'd ever heard. So I took a liking to it.
I don't know if you really liked it at first.
Well, something made me come back. The Cajun music to me has a certain, especially the more authentic it is, has a certain sweetness.
This festival imported from Louisiana. What do you think that's meant to the community here?
I think it means a lot. It's at this point, it's something that people kind of look forward to and count on. Because the middle of the winter, or I guess actually the tail end, it's absolutely dead here. There's nothing going on, and people now are looking forward to it. It's getting to be a thing where they say, "I'm not going to miss that Mardi Gras. It's that much fun."
And how does Sarah, your daughter, like it?
She likes it because it's a very family-oriented. There's tons of kids around, moms and dads, everybody's here. So she loves it that she can do some crafts. You know, there's masks and Mardi Gras activities.
My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. And my grandma told your...
Between a rural Mardi Gras of Louisiana and the New Orleans Mardi Gras that most people are familiar with?
Well, the rural Mardi Gras obviously is out in the country, and it tends to be around farmhouses, and it's usually done on horseback. Of course, nowadays they do have a lot of tractors in the Mardi Gras run, too. Usually they're pulling the band on a hay wagon or something like that.
So what elements of the rural Mardi Gras does the Gloucester Mardi Gras use or pick up on?
Cooking of the big gumbo. In Louisiana, they're on the Mardi Gras run, traditionally they'll beg for food from every farmhouse they go to, and then that evening they go back and cook everything. Farmer will throw a live chicken out, and the people basically in costumes, you're not supposed to know who they are, out there trying to catch a live chicken, and it gets very comical. Chickens are caught, though, and taken back and put in the gumbo.
But we get frozen chicken from the grocery store.
Well, that's the way ours is different, is that we, over the years, have formed a list of people that we call up and we'll say, you know, you bring 5 pounds of bell peppers, you bring 10 pounds of onions, you bring 150 pounds of garlic. Oh, that's not quite enough, is it?
And the Unknown Tongues have sponsored this Mardi Gras for 16 years, but it's not just us doing it, is it?
No, it's a lot of our friends, everyone that donates food, all the musicians, cooks, lots of dishwashers. We do have a donation box out, and we've been lucky enough for the more recent years to actually collect enough money to cover our expenses. And we're still lucky enough to keep it totally free. There's a no admission charge to come. Everybody knows that. They understand that.
Tell us about the lagniappe.
That basically just means a little extra, a little something extra. I think that for us, it's the community that gives us their little something extra and helping to put the thing on.
When we count the donations and we pay all the bills and the club rental and all that, Is there a little lagniappe left over for anybody?
We always have donated to the Gloucester Community Club Scholarship Fund, which is the Woodrow Price Scholarship Fund. And we hope to continue to be able to, you know, donate to worthy causes. It's never a whole lot of money, but I think anything that we can give, you know, helps.
What I like about Mardi Gras is the idea that all these little kids go home and they have this little stash of beads. And they put it in their room and they save it all year. And then the little Mardi Gras king and the little Mardi Gras queen get their crown and they get to go home with that.
I can live with that for a year, say I'm the king or the queen.
Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday. It's the day before Ash Wednesday, which is the start of Lent, the Christian period of sacrifice leading up to Easter. So Mardi Gras in Cajun country is all about overindulgence and letting the good times roll, or laissez le bon temps rouler, before it's time to give that stuff up.
So you're going to do what you got to do, because you know you got to put it all away for a while.
In talking to some of my friends from down there, most people give up meat. They like red meat. They'll still eat seafood, chicken, and crawfish.
What do you give up, Brian?
I give up a lot of sleep. I do that for sure.
Haven't figured out what I'm going to give up, but, you know, just trying to do better.
Preparing a feast in Louisiana takes on an almost ritual importance, and there's no greater responsibility than preparing the roux for the gumbo. Roux is a paste made from flour and oil and is added to the gumbo to make it thick and swampy tasting. But roux is tricky to make. You have to constantly stir it and stir it and stir it in a black iron pan, taking care that it doesn't burn and ruin the gumbo. Believe me, with all that stirring, your arm gets tired.
That tends to be a real ceremony in itself. It's kind of like tag. You sit there and stir the roux for...
I fell into that.
For 15 minutes, you're looking for somebody else to take your place. Hey, come over here a minute. Hey, have you ever done this?
Gotta keep it going.
It's like Tom Sawyer painting that fence.
That's right.
A lot of fun. Oh, yeah, a lot of fun this is.
You gotta try this out.
Todd?
Yes?
Do we import our shrimp from China for the gumbo?
Heck no. We get it right here in Carter County. Where else will we get it? Oh, it's North River shrimp, typically?
Well, actually, the shrimp that we're going to be having this year came from right here in the Straits.
Even better. I thought North River was close. That's great.
Our crabs have always been locally caught crabs. The other thing we tend to have this time of year are oysters, local oysters, which are really good.
What about the collards?
Marshallburg collards.
It's the real deal.
Our drummer, Tom Parker, showed up toward the end of this interview. I asked him to think the unthinkable.
If there were no Mardi Gras, what would anybody hear in the middle of February?
We've had a lot of fun.
Even if it rains?
Which it typically does. You can count on every year to be rainy and cold.
If it snows?
Yeah, we've had at least three where it snowed.
But it still turns out to be a great time.
No matter what, yes.
Well, I guess we better get planning.
That's right, yeah.
Letting the good times roll, I'm Barbara Blake.